I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. According to recent research, female medical interns are more likely to suffer from symptoms of depression than their male counterparts, and the conflict between work and family responsibilities is a factor in that gender difference about a third of the time. To talk about this research is Dr. Connie Gill. She's an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC, and she was the lead researcher on this study. Dr. Gill, is depression a common problem during medical school and medical training?
It actually is. So we've done studies with medical students, so the first 4 years of medical training, and we do see pretty high rates of depression in that group. Approximately 25 to 30% of medical students will experience depression. The year following medical school is an internship year, and that's historically a year of a very high stress, very long work hours, a lot of sleep deprivation. And following internship, there's residency, and during internship and residency, we see rates of depression ranging from about 25 to 30%.
Tell us about this research, exactly what you were looking at.
Sure. So in this research, we were interested in seeing if there were any gender differences in depression. So we know in the general population, women are twice as likely to experience depression in comparison to men. We also were really interested in trying to identify a modifiable risk factor, something that might explain that gender difference in depression and something that we might be able to act on to lessen that gender difference.
And how many participants were in this research?
We enrolled over 3,000 participants in the study from over 40 medical training programs throughout the country.
And what did you find?
So we found that for both men and women, they're at risk for increased depressive symptoms during internship year. However, women are more likely, in comparison to men, to experience depression during this time. And we found that something called work-family conflict actually explained a large proportion, over 33% of that gender difference in depression. And both men and women experience work-family conflict. The conflict, though, is greater for women in comparison to men.
Now, was that a surprise?
It wasn't really a surprise. Prior research has shown us that female physicians take on considerably more childcare and household responsibilities in comparison to their male counterparts. So female physicians spend 8 to 9 hours per week more than male physicians do on taking care of family responsibilities and household responsibilities.
Dr. Gill, what can medical interns and other medical professionals do to try to prevent depression and to manage stress?
Sure. So I think that there's a few things. There's things that you can do on the individual level in terms of a lot of self-care, making sure you're getting good sleep and exercise and eating well or doing the things that you need to do to help you feel good. I think asking for help as much as possible in different areas of your life and having that support. I think when people really start experiencing clinical depression, it's so important to talk to a friend or a family member that can help you kind of reach out for appropriate help if you need it. We did some work a few years ago looking at a web-based cognitive behavioral therapy intervention and found that interns that were doing that intervention prior to the start of internship year were 60% less likely to endorse suicide ideation and depressive symptoms over the course of internship year. So for folks that are not willing to go into a doctor's office or a therapist's office, there are some online tools they can start trying to use to prevent depression.
Dr. Gill, thanks for providing this information about depression during medical education and medical training.
Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.